Welcome to SickCast, brought to you by Sikh Research Institute, illuminating every path.
Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. My name is Ini Kaur, and I am the Guru Granth Sahib Project Editor. We are excited to announce the release of the 40 Ponya of Anand Sahib, revealed by the third Guru, Guru Amar Das Sahib, which is set in Rag Ram Kali. This rag is associated with the early morning and aims to evoke feelings of triumph, regardless of circumstances. In the broader Indic musical tradition, Ram Kali conveys two emotions, sweetness and a sense of awakening. The title of this bani is Anand. The Anand being revealed in this bani is the unending joy, enduring happiness and the eternal bliss. Can we even relate to this type of Anand, the unending joy, the enduring happiness, the eternal bliss? Is this even possible? Because our happiness and joys depend on our relationships with certain people, being in specific locations, savoring flavors, acquiring objects, and attending fleeting events. Yet, every one of us is searching, wanting, and yearning for lasting happiness. Universities now offer courses on happiness, and entire industries exist to provide tools for its attainment. The pursuit of joy seems universal. Everyone seems to be selling or peddling happiness and joy. But is this the type of happiness that the Guru is referring to? No. The Anand of Guru Amar Das Sahib is distinct, perpetual, and everlasting. The Guru recognizes the human quest for happiness and in 47 says, Anand Anand Sabko Kahe Anand Guru Te Janiya. Everyone says bliss, bliss, but bliss can only be known through the Guru. We pause. We pause to absorb. The way to bliss and happiness is through the Guru, through the wisdom. And this bliss is not a fleeting pleasure tied to sensory preferences. Instead, it is perpetual, eternal bliss that transcends the limitations of the mortal realm. This elevated state is for those who embrace a wisdom-oriented path. They are the bhagats, the devoted ones, and their walk is distinct as revealed in Pauri 14. Bhaktan ki chal nirali, chala nirali bhaktan keri, bikham marag chalna. The stride of the devotees is distinct. The stride of devotees is distinct. Their treading is on a difficult path. Yes, it is a difficult path. Walking on this transformative journey, each moment becomes sacred. Every step is a conscious connection to the divine, to the one, to the eternal. It's a journey where the seeker not only witnesses, but also becomes an integral part of the divine manifestation, transcending the material world's limitations. And as we reflect on Pauri 23, let's for a moment imagine the Guru beckoning us. Avo Sikh Satguru ke pyaryo, gavo sachi bani, bani ta gavo guru keri, bani sir bani. Come, O beloved Sikhs of the true Guru, sing the true utterance of the Guru. Sing the utterance of the Guru alone, which is the greatest utterance of all utterances. We, as the beloved Sikhs of the Guru, are being called to sing only the narrative of the Eternal One. Why? because this narrative is the greatest of all narratives. Now, a question may arise. What does this act of singing bring to us? The answer is that Bani bestows grace from inside out. It fosters a yearning to partake in the immortal Amrit. The Amrit continuously infuses our lives with the love color of the Eternal One, dissolving our doubts and confusion. And when doubts and confusion dissolve, a revelation emerges. The Eternal One is not a distant abstraction, but the intimate spouse of all, a faithful companion on our journey. The intrinsic value of connecting through the Guru is revealed here in Anandsarup, not just as knowledge, but as a precious treasure that paves the path to everlasting bliss. In the concluding pauri, the Guru lovingly says, Anand sunovat bhagyo sagal manorat pure par brahm prabhaya utre sagal visure. Listen to Anand, O fortunate ones. All desires of the mind are fulfilled. The transcendent one, the Prabhu, has been found. All worries have been removed. We pause here to reflect on the grace that is being bestowed upon us. Guru is addressing us as fortunate beings. We are not asked to become fortunate. We are already fortunate. And what is being emphasized is to listen to the song of ultimate joy, the Anand. Listen to the sound within. It takes care of all desires born out of the mind. Attaining the transcendent one, the Prabhu, whatever else the other desires go away, our need to know them will go away. Now the last line in this profound odyssey is, Binwant Nanak Gurcharan Lage Vaje Anhat Ture. Nanak humbly states, those who attach themselves to the feet of the Guru, unstruck musical instruments resounded in them. Let's take a moment to focus on the word Anhat, which the team has translated as unstruck, one that resounds without being struck. To appreciate the depth and beauty of this word, I focus on the essence of the last line, which is telling me those who seek the mentorship of the Guru, those who establish this connection, can perceive the music that transcends physical hearing and resonates without striking anything. This melody begins to play within them because their inner self is brimming with bliss. The eternal music, this sound, this voice becomes audible when we enter the sanctuary of the Wisdom Guru. Are we ready to enter the sanctuary of the Wisdom Guru? That's a question for us. In these amazing and beautiful 40 pauris, we, the seekers, are being urged to surrender, to detach from illusionary entanglements of the material world, to cast off the veil of the other and attune our beings to the eternal wisdom that is permeating in the cosmos. If you were to ask me to describe Anandsarup in one line, I would say, what would I say? I would say Anandsarup is an intimate exploration from the lowercase self to the uppercase self, from the transient to the eternal. Engaging with this bani has been an enriching and gratifying experience. It's been an incredible journey. And in this journey, I have received so much. So what can I tell the seekers? I encourage them to invest their time in reading both the literal and the interpretive translations. To the scholars, I invite you to delve into the word meanings and explore the footnotes. And if you're just beginning to explore, I suggest reading the commentaries. And for the lovers, simply sing the bani. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.
Read the translations and commentaries at gurugransab.io.
You are listening to SikhCast by Sikh Research Institute, illuminating every path.